If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 328. 14 Stress-Free Ways to Kick Weight Loss in the Butt, part 2, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. Today's post is a continuation from yesterday, so if you're new here, definitely check out yesterday's post first. That's episode 327. I'm sure you're eager to hear part 2 of the post, so let's jump right in and continue optimizing your life. 14 Stress-Free Ways to Kick Weight Loss in the Butt, part 2, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. 5. Learn to eat until satiated. Again, pay attention to your body as you eat. If you eat mindlessly, you will most likely overeat. You'll just keep cramming food into yourself until you've eaten too much. We've all felt the pain of being overstuffed. Don't allow that to happen. Be mindful of your eating and of your hunger. A good habit to build is to eat slowly and take pauses so you can think about whether you're really still hungry and drink lots of water during those pauses. This style of eating will allow you to stop eating when you're satiated, when your hunger is satisfied, not when you're stuffed, and allow you to be satiated by eating less. It's not easy at first, but once you've practiced it for a week or two, it will make a huge difference in the amount you eat. Another thing, before you go back for seconds, stop and take a break for a few minutes. Drink some water, talk to somebody, read, go do something, clean the kitchen a little, whatever it takes. Often you'll find that you really didn't need the seconds, and then you saved yourself a few hundred calories. 6, drink lots of water. I mentioned this a second ago, but drinking water throughout the day helps you to eat less. Water takes the place of food in your stomach. You still need to eat, but if you stay hydrated, you'll feel hungry less. Keep a bottle of water with you at all times. 7, keep healthy options available. A good trick is to clear your fridge and cabinets of all unhealthy snacks and foods. Just dump them. Then plan some healthy breakfasts, lunches, dinners, snacks, and go shopping. Bring healthy foods to work and wherever you go. Always have some fruits and nuts and other healthy options by your side. If you do this and eat when you're hungry, you'll eat the unhealthy stuff much, much less. 8, you gotta log. This may sound difficult to those of you who hate to log stuff or who only do it for a couple of days and then stop, but it's really not that hard once you get used to it. And if you use a very easy log and one that's accountable, stay tuned for that in a second, it's even easier. The reason you need to log is because most people underestimate the amount of calories they're taking in. They don't think the sweet drinks or the little snacks make any difference, but they really add up. Log everything that goes into your mouth and you'll really see how much you're taking in. The act of logging makes you more aware, and that awareness, that mindfulness, is what allows you to eat less and be healthier. 9, be accountable. Perhaps the greatest motivator of all is allowing others to see your log. That's why I like using Peer Trainer, although other good logs such as FitDay, Spark People, Calorie Count, etc. can also be used this way. Peer Trainer allows a small group of people to log easily and take a look at the other logs in the group. Whatever tool you use, get a partner or a small group that monitors each other's logs, and you'll be very motivated to eat well and exercise. 10, find a workout partner. This is accountability done right. A good workout partner is someone who wants to work out at the same time as you and do a similar workout, and someone whose company you actually enjoy. Why it works. If you set an appointment with a workout partner, you won't want to miss it. You'll make sure you're there, unlike when you work out by yourself, where many people are very tempted just to cancel their workouts if they're a little tired or busy. Also, a workout partner makes the workout a little more fun, and that's always a good thing. If you get a workout partner, you'll have a stress-free exercise plan that will complement your healthy eating perfectly. Try for 3 to 5 workouts per week, giving yourself plenty of rest time after hard workouts. 11, allow yourself to cheat. A strict diet plan is a bad one. If you are severely restricting yourself and you feel deprived of good foods, you won't last long. Trust me, I've tried it many times. Instead, relax a little bit, giving yourself a cheat meal or two each week and allowing yourself to cheat a little on special occasions. It's still best if you can go for the healthier foods on special occasions, but don't be too strict. 12, the 3-bite rule. A great way to allow for cheats is the 3-bite rule. Basically, if you want a sweet or some other sinful food, don't deny yourself. Allow yourself a little indulgence, but just 3 bites. Allow yourself to enjoy the taste, eat slowly, then move on to healthier foods. 13, forgive and move on. If you make a mistake or cheat more than you should, don't just give up or beat yourself up. This kind of negative thinking is why people don't stay on diets for long. They binge and then go back to their unhealthy habits. Instead, just forgive yourself for any indulgences and get back on your healthy eating plan. Look forward, not backward. And 14, get inspired. Motivation is important, maybe the most important thing. Accountability, as I mentioned above, is the best motivator, but I'd put inspiration at a close second. Find others who are doing what you want to do. Read success stories, read magazines and blogs and books, and listen to podcasts and put up a motivational poster. Whatever it takes to get inspired. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 14 Stress-Free Ways to Kick Weight Loss in the Butt by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
For those of you longtime listeners, you know that I'm a big fan of what I basically just read to you. Staying accountable by tracking what you've been eating, finding someone to be accountable to, a friend, a family member, telling them what your goals are and what you're planning on doing. These are all so important because they all help you stay consistent. That's what it's all about. Now, between yesterday's episode and today, we've listed 14 different options that you can try to help with your weight loss efforts. Don't feel like you need to do all of these things at once. The trick is, as you were listening, if something jumped out at you like, wow, I could do that, that sounds easy, or that's something I've been meaning to do, tackle that one first. That's because you're motivated to do something right now. And so whichever tip you like the most, try that out. Do it as soon as you can, while you have this momentum. That would be my one piece of advice to you. And before I go, we talked about being accountable. A Facebook group can help with that. And we have one for the podcast, where you're welcome to post and meet like-minded people. To find it, go to oldpodcast.com facebook.com/Facebook, or just search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts on Facebook and request access to join. All right, that's it from me today. I hope you're having a great week so far. Thank you, as always, for listening. See you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.